A program designed to address mental health awareness is coming to four high schools on the Flathead and the Rocky Boys reservations this school year. It's part of a co-institutional $1 million grant between Montana State University and Stonechild College. Principal Kevin Kennelty says Ronan High School has been spared of suicides in recent years, but that some students still struggle with depression. He says every month about three or four kids visit the school counselor.
They say that they have had suicidal thoughts. May not have gone any further than that, but that there are thoughts of that. There are thoughts of depression.
He says the fact that kids are reaching out for help is a win, and he partially attributes that to the work Montana State University has already done at the school, getting kids to talk about mental health. For the past 2 years, each freshman class at Ronan High School has gotten training in how to cope with stress and crisis. Now,
we are tending to see kids that are more open to say, you know, I'm not feeling great. Can I go talk to the counselor?
So he's excited to ramp up what mental health support students already have access to. This fall, freshmen at Rocky Boy, Box Elder, Ronan, and St. Ignatius High Schools will get training in how to deal with depression. The $1.3 million grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture will also fund technology clubs, where students will design apps and e-magazine content about mental health. St. Ignatius Principal Sean Hendrickson says this program comes at a time of need for the community.
I would say over the last 3 years, there's been a lot of suicides in our valley.
He says the Flathead Valley is such a tight-knit community that one suicide can affect everyone. Montana has the highest suicide rate in the nation. Native Americans account for the highest demographic within the state. Like Principal Kennelty, Principal Hendrickson says there haven't been any recent suicides at his school. This program is about making sure that stays the case. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.